This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The freeways around Paris were scenes of traffic chaos Thursday night as Parisians fled the capital ahead of a nationwide lockdown, the second in 7 months, that went into force at midnight. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Log jams stretched for hundreds of miles as people headed for the country or family homes in search of more space than the typically cramped Paris housing. French President Emmanuel Macron says authorities are tolerant about some movement, but otherwise interregional traffic is strictly prohibited. The new shutdown for a month aims at putting on the brakes on a fast-moving fall coronavirus outbreak, requiring French residents to remain at home all the time, only allowed 1 hour of exercise a day, or to go on a medical visit or shop for essential goods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Millions more people in northern England face stricter coronavirus rules next week, the government said Friday, as it perseveres with a localized response to surging case rates. Starting Monday, nearly 2.4 million residents in five districts of West Yorkshire, including in the city of Leeds, will be barred from socializing with other households indoors. Pubs and bars not serving, quote, substantial meals, end quote, must close alongside casinos, betting shops, soft play facilities, and adult gaming centers. The public has also been told to avoid unnecessary travel. The European Union will wait for late-stage efficacy and safety data before approving a coronavirus vaccine to ensure there is broad acceptance of any shot, German Health Minister Jens Spahn said Friday. Spahn said, quote, most important for acceptance is that we make clear from the beginning that we will wait for clinical trials in phase three before approval, end quote. This is VOA News. Some hospitals around the United States continue to hit capacity as COVID-19 cases continue to surge. White House Coronavirus Task Force member and director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said coronavirus cases were rising in 47 states and patients were overwhelming hospitals across the country. The hardest hit areas include a number of battleground states that will play an important role in Tuesday's U.S. presidential election as Republican President Donald Trump seeks a second term against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. The presidential campaigns are focused on the Midwest today as Election Day approaches. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It'll be Joe Biden's busiest day on the trail yet. He has stops in Wisconsin and Iowa, both of which voted for President Trump in 2016, and Minnesota, which Hillary Clinton won and has long been a solidly blue state. But it's where the president's making a push, and he will appear there as well today. Despite the Midwestern focus, Biden figures the race could be decided in the South.
If Florida goes blue, it's over. It's over.
He was in Florida yesterday, as was the president, who also has stops today in Michigan and Wisconsin. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Greece was hit Friday by a strong magnitude 6.6 earthquake off the Aegean island of Samos, the country's seismological observatory said. The quake was felt on the island of Crete and in the capital, Athens, but there were no immediate reports of victims, according to local media. Hundreds of people demonstrated outside the Constitutional Court in Ukraine's capital Friday to protest against a ruling to block a number of anti-corruption laws. The protesters, including students and anti-corruption activists, held placards that read, quote, corrupted court of Ukraine, end quote, out the pigs of the Constitutional Court, end quote. Police did not intervene even when protesters threw smoke grenades into the court building in Kiev and threatened to move in. Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko held a meeting with his new security chiefs Friday following a reshuffle as he seeks to tighten his grip on power after months of unprecedented protest. The ex-Soviet nation has witnessed huge demonstrations since the 66-year-old strongman claimed a landslide victory in an August presidential election that opponents say was rigged. Qatar Airlines said Friday those responsible for the invasive gynecological searches of women passengers at Doha Airport had been referred for prosecution over the violations following widespread outrage. Women on 10 flights out of Doha were subjected to the examinations as authorities searched for the mother of a newborn baby found abandoned in the airport. I'm Robert Spears.